Glad to connect with Tennessee basketball coach Rick Barnes. Coach, how has this thing, this pandemic been for you? I know you were one guy that loves to be in the gym all summer long. It's probably been hard on you, hasn't it, being away from your players?
Well, Bob, before we talk about that, I'd just like to quickly address what's going on in our country right now. And so it's really sad to see how so many people are hurting right now. And when you think about what we're going through as a nation right now, and I think about where it hits home personally, where I have two beautiful adopted grandchildren, black grandchildren, that I don't know where I would be in my life without them right now. And it scares me to think about where and what they're going to have to grow up with and deal with. And it goes back to when we talk to them about it, we just simply say what the Bible tells us to talk about, where where God said, you love your neighbor like yourself. And I just would love to see our nation really embrace a change of heart, and that we all can love each other the way that God created us to love each other.
Well said.
To answer your question.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I've just said that's well said. Now you want to get in the gym with your guys, though, don't you?
Yeah, that's been the hardest thing, Bob. It really has been. We really miss our players as much as we've tried to stay in contact with them some way, somehow. The hardest thing has been just not being with them every day. And you realize, again, I've been blessed, and we have been blessed everywhere we've ever been to have so many wonderful people around us, and you miss those relationships. And you think about it, over 40 some years, I've had pretty much a routine where when basketball season's over with, you get back in the gym and keep going. That's been broken. But we can't wait to get our guys back, and we're looking forward to that.
I know you and your staff have done a tremendous job of trying to stay connected with the players during this time. How exactly have you done that, and how have you made sure that they've stayed on some kind of training a process and also training routine during this time?
Well, obviously through FaceTime and just calls and texts, but we trust our guys, and they we did what we do at the end of every year when we got into the middle of this pandemic, and knowing that we weren't going to be back on campus. We did our exit meetings and had each player talk about and listen to them and what they thought the year went, what they felt like they have to do to get better. And we told them what we thought. And we really, you'd be surprised how close we are with them in terms of being on the same page with everything. But we trust the fact that they've taken the advice and the information that we've given them, and they've done something with it. And like I said, now it's a matter of they're wanting to get back. And that's a good thing for all of us.
You mentioned your veterans. They know kind of the routine, and they know what you expect and your coaching staff expects. But you've got a very highly touted recruiting class coming in that hadn't been through that. And I think one of your keys to your success is that letting your old returning players kind of let the young guys know what to expect. But you haven't had that this summer, so it's going to be a big change for them, isn't it?
It'll be different. It is, because you think about it, we would have already had them, or definitely be with them right now, with the start of, we've had some of our young guys come in the past in the May master. But what it goes back to is I mean, I've been doing this a long time, and there was times that we didn't get to do anything with our guys during the summer at all. And you really couldn't do much with them in the fall other than conditioning. And so we're kind of back to that right now in terms of where we are. And so we'll go back to some of the things that we did way back in the day before we were able to spend time in the gym with them. But we've always counted on our older guys to show our younger guys the way in terms of, like the big brother approach. And I can tell you that our young guys, too, being in conversation with them and their parents, they're excited. And they want to get going, want to get moving. I think our country in a whole wants to get moving, and as a whole wants to get moving. And so, but when they get here, we will expect our older guys to lead the way.
There's been a lot of talk and a lot of excitement about this incoming recruiting class. Can you kind of give us a little bit of a thumbnail, what you expect from these guys as they come in and join the Tennessee program?
Well, I think as a group, I do think it's a good looking group of guys, and you look at them on paper, people will be excited about them. But when you think of, if you think of Keon Johnson, Jaden Springer, and Corey Walker, all three of those guys are very skilled. Then at the end, we're able to come in with EJ Anasicki, who brings us experience, a guy that has when you put up the numbers that he puts up at a consistent level, I don't care what level you're playing at, you're going to be able to get some things done. But I do think that with the three freshmen, they all bring a different skill set. But I certainly believe in their toughness. I think they have the ability to physically, their bodies are a little bit more along than maybe some guys in the past. But we're excited about them. We're excited about all four of them, and we think that all four of them are going to play a huge part in what we do.
You know, you talk about making big jumps during the summer. I think John Fulkerson last year made a big jump, and then he just kept getting better and better as the season went along. What can you see from Fulkerson coming up this year, and how much better can he get?
Well, I think based on what I know he's doing right now on his own, I think he's a great I think the way he finished the year, if nothing else in his own mind, I think he now sees that he does have a chance to have a future in basketball. I don't know where or why that might have gotten away from him, other than, you know, we know that he's dealt with some injuries through the years. But the way he stepped up and Eve Pond stepped up this year and had to go in the roles that even at the start of the year we didn't think they would be in some ways is a blessing in disguise, because Eve's always been just a tremendous worker. But I know that John Fulkerson has probably worked harder, not probably, has worked harder than any point in time on his own since he's been at the University of Tennessee, which is a great thing, a great sign for him, and obviously a great sign for us.
Have you heard anything from Eve about his plans? I know he has looked at the NBA and all those type things. Have you talked to him? Where do you think he's headed right now?
Well, I think in his mind, Bobby always thought that the process was there to go through to gather information, and that's what he's done. And you know, he's been able to spend a number of quite a bit of time actually on the phone with different NBA teams and going through the interview process, which I think is great for him, because he's going to have to do it again a year from now. And but he's always us. You know, his plans will be to come back to school, but this process is there for these guys to go through it to gather information on what they need to do to get better, what they need to, how NBA teams look at them right now. And so Eve's a very intelligent player and very intelligent person that he just wants all the information. He wants to know everything that's out there that he needs to know to give himself a chance to realize his dream. And that's to play in the NBA.
You had mentioned school. How difficult or challenging has it been with all the players having to take their courses this summer and to wind up the last semester online? And so that's another challenge for your staff, to make sure that they stay connected with the Thornton Center and make sure they get their studies done.
Bob, I would tell you, through this pandemic, I don't think there's a university in the country that's had better leadership than what we've had, from Randy Boyd to Dante Plowman to really all the way down to Philip Fulmer, in terms of leadership and what they've done, not only with contact and us, great leadership, but you go over to the Thornton Center and the people over there, in terms of what they have done, what they do day in and day out with our players. From my where I sit and look back at them, you know, we've got the utmost confidence in what they do, and they did it again. I mean, you think about it, with what we ended up with our great point average, and it's just not about what our coaches do. We've been given unbelievable support, people, academics, and every area that we need to have a successful basketball program. But again, our leadership from the top down has been incredible, and that I don't think we're in a better place than we've ever been since I've been at the University of Tennessee going forward. I just know that we've got tremendous leadership, tremendous vision in terms of what we want to be as a university and where we want to, again, take our athletic department. And that's to simply to be the best.
All right. Next week, when the players are back and you can work out with them a little bit, how will those workouts look? Because you can't do full-scale scrimmages and those type things. So how will the workouts work, and how will you make sure that each player is getting adequate time in the gym?
Well, they won't be in the gym. When they first come back, the first 2 weeks, they'll spend time in the conditioning program. And they will be, it'll be, you know, strength conditioning with Garrett Maidenwall, our strength conditioning coach, again, who I can't say enough of great things about him. And then by July the 1st, I guess they'll decide on which way we go from there in terms of, will coaches be allowed to go into to the facility? Will the facility be open for them to come in and use? And those type things. But the first 2 weeks is really the phase-in program to get them back on campus, to get them tested. You know, I think there'll be 2 days where they're going to be tested, and then they'll start working into a conditioning program.
Have you developed any new hobbies during this time? Have you worked on your magic act or any of that kind of stuff?
No, I've just tried to, you know, I've had a really emotional time being away from you. You know, I mean, that's been very difficult, you know, when you get close to someone like you, and then you've got to be, you know, quarantined from them. It just brings tears to my eyes.
I know it does. Well, we'll be back together here pretty soon when you get back on campus. Coach, got a couple questions from some fans. The first one comes from James. He wants to know, what's your most fun memory since you've been here at Tennessee?
Well, to have just one fond memory, I mean, it's hard because, you know, if you think in terms of our basketball program, obviously winning the SEC championship and then, you know, playing into the NCAA tournament was a great memory. But the fans that you meet, you know, you come in contact with constantly, living in Knoxville, Tennessee, and developing friendships there. And it just, there's just so many fun things that I can sit here and talk about. I mean, in so many different directions, being able to get involved in the community the way we've been able to get there. But it goes back to relationships, Bob. I've always believed this, when you're on your deathbed, what you're going to be thinking about are relationships. And I really believe that. And when I think of Knoxville and University of Tennessee, I think I've been blessed to just be able to just form so many wonderful relationships since I've been there.
Okay. Our second question is from Brian. He said, where do you see the biggest changes and improvements on this year's team from last year's team?
Well, I'd like to think we're not going to have to go through what we did last year in terms of, I mean, you know, we had injuries and had to deal with the NCAA with Urosha's situation. And then you think about Santiago coming in the middle of the year. And I think that the depth, there's no problem to it. We have more depth than at any point in time that we've had since we've been in Knoxville, which we're excited about that. And it's quality depth. And so, but we have youth experience, and it's going to be fun seeing if we can get it all together.
All right. Final question comes from Hannah, and she wants to know, do you prefer pancakes or waffles?
Well, on who was making the pancake and who's making the waffle. And
let's say your mom. Quite honest with you, say your mom's doing it.
Well, my mom never made waffles. She did make pancakes, but I think I said to you earlier, I would change the pancakes for her biscuits and gravy every day of the week.
I got you on that. Coach, you look great. We can't wait to see you. Keep your family down there in Austin all healthy and happy, and take care of yourself, and we can't wait to see you get back on campus, and can't wait to see your basketball team in action.
Thanks, Bob. It's good. It was good to finally get here and see our grandkids for one of our grandkids' 4th birthday, and be heading back to K-Town on Friday, and looking forward to getting back. I appreciate you.
It's all about family and friends, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Coach, thanks.
All right.
Appreciate your time.
Talk to you.